We head now to the hotline, joined by Todd Golden of the Terre Haute Tribune Star. Todd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing all right, doing all right. Talk to you for a little bit this morning. Indiana State and Arkansas tomorrow in the NIT in Fayetteville. Indiana State just finished up a practice, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct. They are probably in the air right now, headed to Fayetteville as we speak. So they'll be there tonight, and we'll be ready to play the Hogs tomorrow, and I know they're excited about it.
Tell us a little bit about the Sycamores that Arkansas is going to face.
Well, they're an experienced team. They have four seniors, three of whom play regularly and are starters. The guy to look for is point guard Jake Odom. He's a four-year starter, very savvy with the basketball, has a high basketball IQ, and he's kind of the straw that stirs the drink for Indiana State, and he'll be the one to watch tomorrow when they face off.
What kind of style of play? You know, Arkansas likes to get up, pressure, run up and down the court. Does Indiana State do that, or do they kind of more of a half-court style?
They're more of a half-court style, certainly, than what Arkansas plays. They haven't seen anything like, the Missouri Valley's kind of a half-court type of league, and Indiana State has not seen what Arkansas is going to bring to the table. They run a motion offense, primarily play man-to-man defense, but they can run. They were a pretty high-scoring team in the non-conference portion of the season this year, cooled off a little bit in the Missouri Valley, but it's definitely going to be a contrast in styles, and I know Indiana State is concerned about what they're going to see out of the Razorbacks because there just isn't anybody in the Valley who plays, that 40 minutes of fastest basketball that they like to play there, and they're concerned about it. They don't have much time to prepare for it, and it's going to be a challenge for Indiana State.
I was going to say maybe that December 18th game against St. Louis, that might be close as far as St. Louis kind of gets
certainly.
after.
They did see that kind of athleticism out of the Billikens in that game. The only difference in that is SLU doesn't really play as fast offensively. They like to hold they don't like to hold the ball per se, but they don't run and gun either.
Right.
And, Arkansas definitely will put more points on the board than St. Louis will. But, they've seen some of it offensively, but they just haven't seen a team. I don't think a team has pressed them for 40 minutes all year. And they've handled presses in fits and starts, but they just haven't had to attack it for all 40 like they will tomorrow night.
The Indiana State Sycamores and the Arkansas Razorbacks tomorrow at Bud Walton Arena. We are joined by Todd Golden of the Terre Haute Tribune Star. Todd, this team, a senior-laden team, I guess, especially with the starters, teams that have been together a while seem like they generally play better than those teams that have maybe a younger class and not as many seniors because of some of the one-and-dones. I mean, I know that you can go back a couple of years ago, Kentucky won the national championship, but last year they felt like they were snubbed in not getting in the NCAA tournament. They go on the road and they lose. Arkansas was a bubble team up until they basically lost to South Carolina in the SEC tournament. How do you think Indiana State's looking at this Arkansas team coming in? Are they an Arkansas team that's upset they got snubbed by the NCAA, or is it a team that thinks, okay, let's try and make a run in the NIT now?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting – I think both teams mentally are kind of in the same state because going into the season, Indiana State, with all the experience they had, and they played in the NIT last year, they were hoping to be in the NCAA tournament, and they really thought they had a shot to beat Wichita State in the Missouri Valley championship game. They played them very close in Terre Haute, and at times the game was close in St. Louis. But they were very disappointed not to reach that goal. And I know Arkansas is the same way. They played very well up until the last two games of the season and thought that they were going to be in. And what will be interesting is that Arkansas is a little bit younger than Indiana State. So how do the younger players kind of handle that disappointment versus the disappointment that older players would have? Because it could really go either way. I mean, when you get an older team and they don't reach their goal, maybe are they going to cash in their chips and be done? And, you know, but and on the other hand, does a younger team, have they learned how to handle disappointment yet? So I think that's going to be an interesting contrast tomorrow night. I think Indiana State is ready. I think they're happy to be playing in the NIT. I mean, they were very much an NIT bubble team themselves. And so I think they'll handle it maybe better than a veteran team might normally in this situation, but that's going to be an open question for both teams tomorrow.
In the SEC, it seems like if you're not Florida, you just couldn't win on the road. This Indiana State team, how are they prepared? Have they played good on the road? And it sounds like when you have a senior-laden team that maybe you do perform better on the road. How do you think going on the road is going to affect this Indiana State team?
Indiana State has had plenty of practice this year playing on the road. They only played 4 non-conference games at home this season. They've won 9 road games, which last I looked was 3rd or 4th in the nation. Now, granted, some of those games were against lesser opponents, but
right.
They've had success. The last time they played in an SEC arena, they won. They won at Vanderbilt 2 years ago. They beat Ole Miss out in Hawaii last year. They're not going to shrink from the competition. They've played up and they've played good teams. But you know, every road game is different. And you know, I think what may play a factor is how intimidating the atmosphere will be in Fayetteville tomorrow night. You know, if it's a tough place to play in, you know, that could help the Razorbacks. There's no question about it. And you know, but Indiana State's had plenty of practice playing on the road. They're not going to shrink from that challenge. What they're probably more worried about is the style that the Razorbacks play. That's going to be a tough ask for Indiana State to deal with that with 2 days of preparation.
I want to see the crowd tomorrow night too, Todd. I'm you know, will Arkansas fans show up? Will they buy these tickets? Will they go up there for this first round NIT game? One more last chance to probably watch them at home because the way the bracket's set up, if Arkansas's fortunate enough to win, they're probably going to be on the road at Cal later on this week as opposed to playing another game at home.
Yeah, you know, you guys would know better than I would. It's their first postseason, I think, since 2008. Is that correct?
That is correct.
For Arkansas. So it is a bit of a novelty. You know, they haven't been in anything for a while. That is one advantage that Indiana State might have is they've played in the postseason every year in some form since 2010. They were in the NCAA tournament in 2011 when Jake Odom was a freshman. So they do have some postseason experience. They played in the NIT last year at Iowa, played well for a half, and then got beat pretty handily. So there's that, too. I mean, there is a little bit of a postseason, you know, experience factor that plays into it. And, you know, it'll be all new for the Razorbacks, but that can be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. And certainly playing at home does give them a bit of an advantage in that regard.
Todd, when are you going to be able to make your way to Fayetteville?
I'm going as far as Springfield, Missouri today, and then I'll be in Fayetteville tomorrow afternoon. So I'm looking forward to it. I've only been there once, and it's a really nice city, and looking forward to covering a game there. It should be really cool.
We will see you tomorrow in Fayetteville, Bud Walton Arena, around 8 o'clock.
All right. I'll look forward to it. Thanks for having me.